All right, let's start the meeting. You all join me in pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
So, Catherine's home alone, and I didn't want to call out again because Billy's not going to be home.
Okay.
So if Rob wants to, he can take my place.
Okay, it's fine with you. I don't mind.
Okay, I just didn't want to email that because I missed last time because I was away. If you don't mind, if you want to go, I'll stay.
No, I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
Are you sure?
Rocks, paper, scissors?
No fighting here.
Which one's nicer for the lamps in there? Which case is that?
The surveyor up on New Boston Road.
Yeah.
Gave this to me.
Oh.
So, okay.
Carol couldn't come.
Hi, Joyce.
Well, she's the person that's. He's doing a lot.
I think he technically.
It's her land.
Oh, okay.
Rudy has to physically ask.
It would be him, but Roscoe gave it to us anyway. She's having the file. She will not be here.
All right, so I'll let the record show that Joyce has been excused and I'd like to have Rob come up to take Joyce's place as an alternate.
Thank you, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
I would too after all that.
All right, so we'll do the roll. Josh?
Yes, here.
And Joyce is excused. Scott?
Here.
Brian?
Here.
Rudy? Here.
Mark?
Here. Judy?
Here.
And Rob's filling in for Joyce. Okay. Let's see. So the first item of business is going to be the approval of the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to read them? I have not.
They're what you guys said.
Oh yeah, this was mostly for. Okay. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, Mark.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Okay. Motion has been made and second. Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
I was not present, so abstain.
Okay, abstain. Okay. Okay. The next one on here is a continuation of case 19-001, the Candia Crossing. There has been submittal of the condominium documents on here.
Judy, perhaps I should recuse myself.
If you would, I was going to ask you if you wanted to.
The other side of the table.
Okay. Records show that Scott has reclused himself. It'll be sitting in the audience while we discuss this.
I've read it. It's good to be, but I wasn't privy to any of the concerns prior to this being drawn up. But
I know. I didn't either. So what have we had? Do we have a legal opinion?
Yeah, we did. We did. Did Scott get a copy of the marked up?
A copy of the marked up.
I think there was only a few comments.
Okay. Do you want me to just get together with Lisa and get them taken care of?
They're in here, but
yep.
You can't see them very well. Did you get a copy of it, Scott?
Not that I'm aware of, no. So I thought.
They have to be, I spoke with Andrea.
Yeah.
And they just needed to be, and Brian. Yep. And they just needed to be discussed at the meeting before you got a copy. Now they would be public,
okay,
so I can give you a copy.
Right.
But I can let you know what they say. I'm sorry if they didn't come out great.
Yeah, why don't we just go over the suggestions that that town council had.
Okay.
I don't think there was anything that jumped out at me as being overly concerning, but let's go over them. So down there.
And I think the thing was, the big thing was the whole 55 plus and the kids in the school, that whole
right
thing, you know. So I thought that was pretty well. But anyway, yeah, just let's go down.
Okay. So, as I said to you the other day, numbering these documents, just so like in this situation I can say go to page, but I printed them out at the very beginning. It says the condominium is primarily, that is crossed out, it is intended.
Okay, let me read my copy. So I can follow along.
Do you want to read them out then?
No, go ahead. I'll follow with you.
The next sheet, under Article 15, Elderly Housing Covenants. Council added in after variances, conditional use permits, and or approval. In section 15.1, council added in, and no more than four occupants shall live in any dwelling, except to the extent such requirement may be lawfully, instead of, and took out relaxed by and amended.
Sure.
To the aforesaid site plan approval by the Candia Planning and or Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Yep.
Next change is the bylaws under Article 1.
Exhibit B.
Exhibit B. After the, it says Town of Candia governing elderly housing. Housing for older persons ages 55 years or older, including the requirement that all units must be occupied exclusively by persons 55 years of age or older, unless relaxed is taken out. Amended is put in by the Planning Board and or Zoning of Board of Adjustment is added of the Town of Candia. And the last one is Article 14 under Covenants. The present ordinance, midway down, of the Town of Candia require that all units be occupied exclusively by persons 55 years of age or older. Council added, and no more than four occupants shall live in any dwelling unit. The covenants are binding upon all owners. Council added, the association will at all times be in compliance with current ordinances of the town governing elderly housing.
Fair enough. Yeah. One thing I'd like to bring up, I know Lisa would like to, she said, I'd like to get at least one thing wrapped up, you know, from the last 6 months. We pretty much got all the state stuff in. My engineer is talking with Brian Ruoff over at Stantec, so we're diligently working on that. We'd like to, I know optimally like 30 days, but if push comes to shove, I also know we can get something in the union leader, and if it's an additional expense of $50 or something, I'd be happy to cover that. But I just would be looking for a little cooperation from the board as far as trying to get that compliance hearing scheduled, because it really is just a formality. As you know, once we have all those permits, I mean, there's no public comment that I'm aware of, right? And
there would be in the compliance hearing, because it would be a public hearing.
Right. But I mean, you have a list of a checklist, and we go down the checklist and that.
Right.
So I'd like to just try to expedite that, just so, you know, time is of the essence for me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing how long things can take. So we're working on that. Hopefully we'll do that. If we don't make the cutoff, I'll talk with Lisa and say, hey, we're going to go out to the next meeting, but I'd like to just get it on the agenda and just be done with it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just have to check. When were you looking at, Scott?
Well, I'd like to get it on the August 7th, and I know we need a couple of weeks to get it in. But again, it's the engineer and Brian Ruoff, and I know today's Wednesday, so it's like they really have to execute at this point. And if they don't, I'll just give a courtesy call to Lisa and say, because we're not going to notice until we have the state and Brian's done. So if they get that done, like say on Tuesday, you know, or something like that, it gives us just over the 2 weeks. And I think if they can't get that done, then we'll say, okay, we'll move on to the next meeting. You know, okay. I mean, 2 weeks isn't the end of the world, but I'd like to, just for scheduling purposes and the way everything's set up for cutting and for excavation and all these, you know, everybody's trying to get everything lined up. So it's, from a timing standpoint, it's getting kind of critical.
Is there any reason why we can't go ahead and schedule it, and then if he doesn't produce it, it just gets dropped from the...
But the problem is, if we schedule a public hearing,
we don't want to be canceling it. I can't guarantee that between my engineer and Brian Ruoff that, but you know, so I'd like to just take it right to that point and say, okay, yep, we got it. Let's go ahead. And like I said, if it's another $50 or something, it's that would help me. And if they don't win low by Tuesday, and if not, we'll go for that following meeting.
But I don't think it's a matter of cost. It's a matter of what the RSA says we have to do for a public hearing, because there is a time frame that we have to work with on that. So we can't really do it expedited because that would be going against what the RSA says. So
no, he's just trying to stay within that time frame.
Right. And that's fine. You know, if you can do that, that'd be fine. But when would the last day be?
I would say let's not think of the 7th for that, because it's only 2 weeks away. And like we talked about, as far as scheduling.
Well, it's actually technically, it's 3 weeks, right?
It's 3 weeks from today. But if I have it into, I have to have it everything out at least 10 days before.
Right.
And it has to be 1 week prior. I need that at least 3 weeks. I'd have to have everything in today, and I don't have it.
I'm saying we absolutely have the means to get this done.
Could we put it on the agenda for the 21st?
No, what I would say is that if on Tuesday, I mean, that 2 weeks is very critical. If on Tuesday I say, hey, we got Stantec's all set, State's all set, everybody's happy, we got to do this compliance thing, we're going to come in with everything that's on that list, and we're going to go boom, 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 and move on. This isn't like going to be a 3-hour meeting or anything. So it's like, and there's no reason, if you look at the union leader and their requirements for submission at this point, Lisa, typically she can do it in 3 weeks, but if in a situation, if we need to, we can get it done in 2 weeks. We're not violating any RSA. We're just showing a little cooperation with the applicant who's coming in saying, hey, just work with me here. Because it's really, at the end of the day, this is a compliance hearing that just is like, again, boom. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's just like, okay, you got this, you got AOT, you got subdivision approved. Okay, the town is signed off on the private road.
Actually, there's a little bit more to it, because one of the reasons we're going to have the compliance hearing is because there was issues that abutters and others were concerned with.
Sure.
That we need to address those concerns, which you will on the data that comes in here. So it's not going to be as simple as just doing a checklist and say, okay, fine,
well,
go away.
But I've talked with Brian Ruoff, and as far as the abutters and their concerns, we know that it has to be engineered to certain standards,
right?
Which it has been. And Brian Ruoff is going to be reviewing it, and he's going to be able to say to those abutters, you know what, this thing's engineered to be able to handle the 100-year flood, and then some in this day and age. I mean, it's really, the onus is on, you know, so it's like, it's going to be a well-engineered and protected. I get their concerns, but at the end of the day, that's going to be another thing on the checklist. It's like, okay, Brian Ruoff, give us your opinion. Yep, this has been, you know, this meets all state criteria. No,
I was saying, Scott, the thing is that the board is very cognizant of the fact that we like public input on what's going on, and we want to make sure that their concerns are addressed, because when we went through the whole process to come to where we are now, a number of things that people had questions on, we knew that your engineer was going to handle that and be able to prove it to them. So there will be some back and forth, you know, what concerns this, you know, things with the wells, for example, and the runoff, and, you know, things like that, that we want to make sure that
they get
addressed.
It's going to put these people at ease. I understand that. We have to put them at ease and say, hey, we've done everything.
Right. But wouldn't the state permits deal with that, the engineering, and if the town engineer is saying the same thing, then I don't have a problem with what's doing with the 3 weeks.
Yeah, correct.
You know, compliance, have the public hearing. We're going to go through a checklist. Yes, let the town speak.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's got all the permits that is needed for this, then why are we going to hold him up?
I'm not saying we would hold him up. No, that's not the question at all. It's just a matter of the fact that we want to make sure that we do our due diligence to the town, too, as well as to the developer. So, you know, that's where it goes.
But if it's properly noticed, and Mr. DiMaggio can come and the other gentleman involved with the fire department, I can't think of his name, but that are abutters, and they're concerned, and I'm like, okay. And I've talked with both of them. I've talked with Tom, and I've talked to them, and we talked with the town engineer. We said, if you've got any questions, any problems, I mean, and Brian Ruoff at this point is very comfortable. He's very comfortable. So that's all I'm saying is, you know, there's no reason we can, you know, we can notice it and the union leader, get it in there. It's properly noticed and the people are here. And then, you know, if we can do it just a little, I'm just saying a little cooperation the town. And if it doesn't work out, I'll put a call on the lease and say, but we should be able to do it within what the 2 week period, the 14, 15 days, right? I mean,
just need to see what else we have scheduled, because
we
have other stuff scheduled those days, remember?
Yeah, I understand that.
I just
want to
make sure.
I can't go out into October because we got a few things. I need to come in for like a 15-minute compliance hearing. Sometimes we have to accommodate within the agenda and say, okay, just because we're busy and we got a couple things going, I've been at this a long time. I need to get things set up. I need to get in here and get this thing going.
Right, go ahead.
We're talking about two different things. Now everything is onto the discussion that's going to happen that night. And that's secondary. That's going to happen. That's going to take place. That's going to take however long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
What he's asking for is to just get on that agenda, and I'm all for that. I've talked to you about this. I don't like pushing people out.
Yep.
Let's do whatever we have to do. If he can accommodate Lisa with the information, let's get it on there.
Yeah.
Let's get it on there.
I agree.
Do it.
That's why I'm leaving it kind of to Lisa to say, can we do this, and what time frame do you have to give information to her?
It all hinges upon him getting the information, so the onus is on him.
It does.
If he can't get it to her by Tuesday morning, then the deal's done. It's off. It's August something.
But Lisa, given the what the union leader requires,
like
15 days would be adequate?
Yeah, as long as we can do the union leader and the board says that that's okay.
Okay.
I can do that. I just want to make sure that
I think the board's in agreement to do that. That as long as everything's in there and she can handle what she has to handle,
getting it out.
Time frame, we're good.
I'll correspond with you on Tuesday, one way or another.
Okay. If there is a change, since we are putting it on the agenda for the 7th, if there's a change, we're just going to continue it out. There'll be no re-noticing. There'll be no extra fees.
Yeah,
an agreement?
It's basically a time thing.
Right.
You need more time.
We'll just be continued to the next meeting.
Would the abutters be made aware on that? When we actually make that decision.
Well, we're not going to notice
if they're
them.
Here, they will.
In actuality, we're doing two different things because this
this
project is still an open project that, in theory, is on every agenda that we have on here. What we're doing now is just doing the public hearing on that. So if we continue it, we're all set. We don't have to worry about it because it's still an open project.
And you guys are okay with putting it in the union leader?
Yes, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe the board is. Any objections to that? I don't think we need to take a vote on it or anything.
I just want to make sure I can put it in that one. It's the Neighborhood News. Because that will speed things along as well. And we will get together before Tuesday to go over everything that you need. I've been emailing everybody as things come in. But everything is available that's on the conditions. So you can come into the office if you need to see it before that time. That's up to you if you'd like to do that.
I'll get the condo docs taken care of. I've talked with Andrea Hansen about the selectmen need to authorize the construction of a private road.
They're working on that. I talked to Andrea and Carlton about it.
Okay.
And I gave them all your waivers.
Okay.
So that is being addressed.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good. All right, thanks, Scott. Let the minute show that Scott is going to rejoin the board. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Do we have to accept those changes? Or?
No, we don't.
We just had to read them.
No, it's if they're changed according to what town council has recommended, then we're fine.
Right. Yeah.
Because the requirement is that town council reviews and approves.
Good question.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
And Scott, you're okay with all of those changes going in?
On the condo dock?
On the condominium?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
They all seem reasonable. I'm sure, I guess it's not Bob Mayer anymore, but
Mike
Courtney
is
who's been working on it, yeah.
Bart's getting ready to head into the twilight years here pretty quick.
Been around.
Twilight years.
I hope that Stephen Buckley hangs around for a while. I really love that guy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He taught us a lot.
He's very informative.
Yeah. I'd like to have him about so every other month just so you can give us an update. Yeah, update.
Yeah. We still doing right?
Continuing education.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, the next item on the agenda is case 19-003, the Barreto Nerney project. Review of final plans and Mylars for the board approval and signatures. Those are up in here.
Yep, I do have them.
If
you wanted to wait till...
I was going to say, if it's the board pleasure, we can defer that until after the end of the meeting.
It's just a bunch of signing, right?
Right.
Yep.
So
we'll defer that. New business. Case number 19-005, the applicant Corey and Barbara Shaw, 341 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, owner the same, property location same, map 405, lot 111. The intent, a lot line adjustment to take 1.01 acres from map 405, lot 112, currently 4.5697 acres, and add them to map 405, lot 11, currently 40.7346 acres, eliminating the existing lot line and creating a total lot of 41.7445 acres. You're on.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
You're welcome.
That's everything I was going to say.
Just identify yourself.
That's Ross Blaisel. I'm the land surveyor for the project, and Corey Shaw. And he lives on the property. It's on High Street. And he'd like to adjust his lot to get an acre from Mrs. Carol Jordan, who lives right here. So she owns all of this. Mm-hmm. There's a wall here, but it's just a wall. But we're gonna hold part of the wall and make a new line here. So line. So her lot will just have a little dog leg. And this is all Corey's land. So basically he'll just be gaining that. And he has a strip of land where his driveway is to get out there. There's not a drop of water on this lot, all high and dry. I'm a wetland scientist. Mm-hmm. All good land. He has draft horses, and this is his little farm. We all need something to get away. Yeah.
Right behind Carol Jordan. Also, this property is Ron Thomas, Linda Thomas.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just before.
I have other big plans if you guys need them.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Just a couple houses before Jane Drive.
Yeah.
Well, what's the whole reason for this?
Protection?
Yeah, just Bob passed away for a loss of a few years ago.
Right.
We've all been very close for a number of years. And there's a barn here. I do have the concern that the next owner might put their manure pile right there. This is literally 50 feet from my front door. I'm just in the line. So it's honestly, this is our living room. Our field is over here. We'd love to be able to have the horses. This is old field.
Yeah.
So with just a little cleanup, we can actually have the drafts right here outside of our front door. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's selfish. It's just all selfish.
No, but that's a great reason.
So your frontage on High Street is about 55 feet?
55.3.
It's funny, it was 60 when I bought it. Every time it gets surveyed, it's a little bit smaller.
Continental drift.
It's just like the ears. They all crinkle a little. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Right before we bought the property, Ron and Linda bought an acre because this is 6 acres of hayfield, and they feared that we would put a house right there. This used to be Scott Davis land. And, so they bought an acre real quick, kind of in the same, private, let's just protect it. But we had much more interest in being down in the woods a little more than right behind some of the others.
Okay. So even if you wanted to develop your back land on 40 acres, it probably would require a variance because you don't have 60 foot.
Right. Correct. Yeah. I've been told I would need Dennis's help and have a variance there because I don't have the
right. Yep. Okay.
Put a road in a 90-foot circle. And I really have absolutely no interest in doing that. So
no,
maybe
the
next guy can.
Well, seeing the reason that you want that piece of land, I can understand that, because you're looking for protection, and it's a nice area to be in.
Yep.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Looks like one of the more cut and dry things you've seen in a long time.
I know.
No wetlands at all, Roscoe?
You can basically see everything from standing in one spot. It's
nice
all, it's all open. So
you can't
no,
put
it
a candy
in. Yeah, right.
Yeah. That must have washed it.
He wants a buffer for privacy. I don't. Do you have any concerns, like, for more of a technical standpoint, Rudy?
No, I don't. Let's see, I was just looking at... You're going to set the bounds.
Yep.
I'm just not seeing where the... oh, yeah, there it is.
This one with the iron post you wanted in the stone wall instead of granite.
Yeah, are you going to use the wall?
I will set a drill hole that will have a pin next to it. Some surveyors
you
set a drill hole,
the
then
labor?
How are you going to find it?
Right.
I always set a drill hole and an iron
and
pin.
And a pin, yeah.
And it's very simple.
It makes sense. It's foolish to tear the wall apart just to put it in.
Yeah, it's, I've done it before, and...
Those things go deep.
Well, they have a base to it.
Absolutely. That you can't see.
Yeah. From a long time.
Yeah.
I've got a waiver request from the owner. Their planning board for the Shaw Jordan Lot Line Adjustment would like the following waiver. From Article 12.04, we would like the monument lot corners that fall in a stone wall to be iron pins instead of the required granite bounds, so we can avoid the smaling of the wall. Actually, if you looked at that Article 2, it does allow for variances where it would not be practical to put a granite bound in.
Excellent.
And
the not a variance, but a waiver, right?
Waiver.
Right.
Yep.
But it's not necessary to have a waiver.
It's an acceptable waiver.
Right.
So I don't even have to ask for it in writing. I could just discuss
well,
it and
already
let me have. I did,
right.
Just to kind of
and
have my eyes dotted.
That, yeah, that's actually a good way to do it, because the board is aware of it, and then that's why we can make sure that what's going to be in there is going to be something that will stay. And it'll be easy to find, because I have some drill holes in some of my property, and I can't find them.
Well, my name is on it. If someone comes back in 5 years, where is it? I hate when they don't set pins.
Over here, though, in the iron pins, are those existing?
Yes, they are there.
Those are going to go, that's going to go away, because what you're going to do is...
Correct.
Yeah, we're not going to... lot line goes away, but unless he wants to make a field, everything's just going to stay there.
Right.
I already have an opening here, which is...
I can see that,
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's no problem.
I'm sorry.
Josh, go ahead.
Where do the horses run now? Where are
So currently...
You can look at the overall.
This is a good one here. So right now, it doesn't show, but I have a barn right here. Just a little small four stall, and this is 6 acres of hay field right here. My barn being right about here. So right now they just go right out around the house and into the field here.
Okay.
Yeah. But they come up to, they're in the field right here, where they can just come across.
Okay.
Yeah. So the in that new lot line that's down over here, we had the found drill hole.
Yes.
That one you're going to remark.
Well, it's a nice wall corner. I mean, so it's. But I could set a pin there too.
Yeah, it would probably be good, because, like I said, stone walls can be moved.
Yep.
So if you've got a pin there and you're going to do a pin here on that one. But that's the one.
Yes, that'll be a pin.
Be a pin in that one.
Yeah, I have one in my driveway that just moved it. Before I moved in 20-some years ago.
Ah, okay.
The pin's in the right spot. But the day I moved in, Ron came to talk to me and said, you know, I moved that wall. Let me know if you need me to move it back. It's just my driveway. It's really not a big deal. We've never moved it back.
That's my concern. So if we make sure that we've got something that's not going to be able to be moved, I think it'd be good.
Surveyors nowadays put plastic caps on the pins. The cap can't come off without damaging it. So if you ever see an iron pin that's all smashed on top, don't even think of trusting it, because they'll pull it out, try to reset it, they'll hammer it. If it's a nice crisp top to it, you can,
it hasn't been touched.
You can rely on it.
Okay.
Because I did a survey in Pawtucket Park a few years ago next to the park, and I said, Dylan, do you know where your corners are? I said, I know where all of them are. I set them all last week. He'd set rusty pipes, and they're all within half a foot. And if he hadn't have told me, so the only way to guarantee it's done by the surveyor, it's got a plastic cap on it. And it's got a license number and all that stuff.
Just in that same thing last week, I read another article about pins and stuff, and someone actually had put a shotgun barrel.
I found that, yeah.
And yeah, it was, are you the one that found it?
No, a lot of us find them.
Yeah.
They just said it'd be an old muzzleloader barrel.
Yeah.
Sometimes the reject from a factory, they might have gone to some gun factory and got 50 bent gun barrels. And you know it's a gun barrel because it's got... with a, you know, the octagon, the rifling, and the part where the rod goes down. That's kind of cool. And in my notes, it'll say found shotgun barrel. But you get axles. I mean, you get anything.
Yeah,
anything.
Very cool.
It's metal, it stays.
It's repurposed. That's all it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Cycle.
Recycling, yeah.
If we've got pins and all there, I think that would be something that we wouldn't have to worry about stones being moved.
And I'll be setting the pins probably this week. I'll get a Mylar to you. And would you sign this at the next meeting or at your leisure? How soon would you build?
I suspect at the next meeting. That's what.
Okay. That's the usual.
When is your next meeting? The 7th?
Of August.
Yeah, 7th.
August 7th.
Yeah.
That's assuming you approve it.
Right, right.
So setting pins, that's one of the conditions, right? Setting pins at all the new...
All new lock corners. Yeah.
So there'll be three.
Yep.
And then, make sure that your notes reflect that between the two of them here, that the pins are going to be...
that you set those pins.
Right.
Yep.
Because it's not quite clear in here because you've got circles.
Yeah, this one here that we...
Right, and then
I will add a circle to that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. Any abutters on this property? Any public comments from anybody?
Never done.
I just had a.
Yeah.
I don't know how minuscule this is. There's two typos on the letter Carol wrote. I don't know if it needs to be accurate or if.
I haven't had a.
Such a short letter.
I got to read that in there, too. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, it might not matter at all, I think.
That's in this package.
Filed, back filed.
An acre?
Yeah. Acre and filed.
Yeah. Hey, that's good.
Oh, there we go.
I think you can establish the intent. Something like that,
right.
You know what I mean?
I think we're okay.
Okay. So,
but I'm advertising for a living.
I went to college in Maine and they caught it.
Listen, I went in Fitchburg.
Carol obviously is one of the owners, and I'll allow this letter to serve as my intent to sell Corey and Barbara Shaw 1 acre of land in my back
filed
at 333 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire. I think we understand what she's saying, and she's in agreement with it. So, as an abutter and also sales. Person. All right. I'd entertain a motion and what the board's pleasure would be on the lot line adjustment.
What about the waiver? Are we approving the waiver?
We don't need to approve the waiver because, let's approve the waiver to make sure that it's in there and
right.
It's been recorded. But we have we've agreed on this
motion?
One.
I'll make a motion to approve the waiver.
I'll
second.
Second. Okay, Josh.
Thank you.
My list. Josh.
Yes.
Judy, excuse me. Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Rudy. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
And Rob.
Yes.
Okay. Motion made, seconded, and unanimously approved. Okay, grant the waiver so you can do that. Just make sure it gets put on the plans.
Yep. Good.
I wanted to check that out.
Now you're ready. You need a.
Yeah.
Now, have a motion to accept the lot line adjustment as the application first.
I will make a motion to accept the application of the lot line adjustment.
Okay.
One second.
All right. Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy? Yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So he's accepted the application. It's a little bit out of sequence, but it still works. Now we'll do a vote on accepting the lot line adjustment as presented.
I'll make that motion to accept the lot line adjustment as presented.
We should probably also say with the...
With the additional pins to put in.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy? Yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Thank you all very much.
That was amazing.
See you online, Rob.
I'll have some good pictures for us.
He's got a lot of game gamers.
Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff.
Just the turtle habitat I just made.
Yeah.
Really?
Sandpaw blandings. And they like it.
Motion to approve the application.
Wonderful. Yeah. I'll sleep good tonight.
Okay. Let's see. So any other business that anybody else has in here?
Well, Rudy, I have some. I just want to have a brief discussion. I know Nate's here tonight. I don't want to hold this up too long, but when I looked at the minutes of the select board meeting, and I see that you've been summoned on a couple of occasions to the select board to, I guess, take instruction as to what it is you should be doing or something like that. And I just want to be clear. It seems to me that the planning board, as far as I know, is still an autonomous board, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, summoned for what?
Well, I did get your message today. Brian had asked me if I would come and give basically a presentation on where we were. It wasn't necessarily being summoned in there. Brian requested
it. It was a courtesy, because I felt more comfortable with Rudy summarizing our plans and what we were doing.
But I guess it was the meeting before that you were summoned. To come before the board and explain why it is we don't get things done and why it is we're not very confident. Is that
there was concerns about that.
So I'd just like to comment on that as I reflect and I think about that. So you always look at something and say, well, what's the root of the problem here? So if you look at Canada's history, we've never been a community that's really valued planning. So now all of a sudden Rudy comes in and putting in time and doing the best, and all of a sudden it's like, geez, we're behind on regs, we're behind on CIP, we're behind on master plan, we're behind on everything. And now it's like, hey, we got to bring, people didn't realize how much work it is really to run an effective planning board. And as I thought about it, I said, you know, the solution to me in the long run, and this won't probably happen anytime soon, but as I think about it, when you look at like Andrea Bickham, she went over to Brentwood for a reason. They've got a part-time planner. I think he did it like once a week or something, you know, but really competent guy that really knew the regs and became what you might call the backbone of that planning board. And then Andrea Bickham went over there to learn and mentor with him. So as long as you have volunteers that have the responsibility, do you know how many man and woman hours it would take to do everything that we're supposed to do as a planning board? So I just think that if you find somebody that's really competent in the long run, and maybe we're not at that point, maybe we're not quite ready, but I would think if we're going to value planning and we're going to be professional and we're going to be well regarded by other boards, then I think we need the support. And quite honestly, we don't have it. And quite honestly, it's almost a little scary to think how thin we are, because if something happened to you today, Rudy, it's like Mark would step in, but I'll tell you, it'd be a son of a gun for anybody to know what the heck's going on. Lisa's trying to learn, you know, so that gives you continuity, because planning board members come and go, mm-hmm. chairs come and go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have competence and somebody that understands what's going on and they can guide the board, and that's a volunteer board. So I just think for short money, you could have, you know, professionalism and somebody kind of looking down the road and saying, hey, maybe we've got to do some planning. So that's my observation. So if I would have been at that meeting with you, you know, I know that there has been some real sharp, very sharp criticism of this planning board. So I just want, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I think anything we do moving forward, you know, we'll do the best we can and do it right, you know. But again, I don't think that, you know, you did ask them that time, but this is not the first time. So, you know, I don't look at, you know, maybe we should go to the select board and say, well, the planning board would like you to get that economic development committee going, that. is part of the engine that keeps the town going and gets some assessed value, you know? So maybe, so we're not getting a lot of, we still get the vibe from the majority of the select board. It's like, no, it's, you know, it's kind of like status quo. So, I mean, everybody's got, you know, and basically we had no planning for forever. So to think we're going to come up and, you know, but we should strive, and we do, and I do admit, when somebody says that about our planning board, I said, yeah, you're right. It's not like we're well, it's not like going to Bedford and you were like unbelievably polished here. We're just trying to figure the thing out, you know? Yeah. So anyway, okay. That's my point.
Josh.
Yeah. You weren't here at the meeting. We actually discussed this because we had gotten a letter from the select board asking, you know, what we were doing and the criticisms that we had. So as a board, we felt like we were doing a good job, and we were, lack of a better word, kind of ignore the criticism and keep doing the best job that we could. So we did talk about this as a board. You weren't at that meeting, but we did take 10 minutes and talk about it, I remember.
Well, what I'd like to do volunteer, you know, as a board member is take a ride down, meet the planner down there, the part-time planner, or the gentleman that's working with Andrew Bickham, and just talk and say, you know, gee, how much do you work and what are you doing? And it's like at some point, whatever, part of our five-year plan, we might say, hey, geez, if we had 12,500, we might have somebody that knows, you know, that. Yeah. And it could be a great resource for somebody like Lisa, because I'm sure you got how many days of training from Andrea, and then you were basically on your own.
Five.
And, you know, to that point,
go ahead, Mark.
I've been into Durham and Newington's planning boards because of work, and they, Durham does have a what you would call a the administrator, you know, for the planning board. He does the planning, and you do see that direction, and he advises the board, and he's able to direct things in a proper manner. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So that if there is a question, he's able to answer the question. If a board member says, well, what is the ruling on this, and what he's advises to the planning board.
Right. Just so that you know, your comments are well taken. One of the things that I tried to do when I went to the select board meeting is really not to get into an argument on what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. Everybody has ideas that they'd like us to be doing for planning. And as Scott said, for better or worse, we all took the course from Steve Buckley and found out what a planning board is supposed to be doing. And I know that we're all taking it seriously, and it shows. We have Nate on board here doing a project for us. We have Brian doing a project for us. We've got many things that we looked at that we want to put into play. So that anytime I go to the board, I don't mind going to the planning board to give them an update. And my update was, if you read the minutes, it was fairly extensive. It mm-hmm. wasn't just, you know, we're working on the village thing, we're doing this. I like to give people the information that we need. And I think the board is getting the idea that we're really trying and we're really doing some planning for planning mm-hmm. at this point, because we've got these things we're working on, and we got things that we want to do next year we're already thinking of. We got things to the end of the year to do more zoning ordinance changes and things like that. So we're moving on. One of the things I found with anything anybody does or any board does, if we just sit here as a group and discuss them, that's good. But what's even better is if we get out to the public, we get out to other boards, we do presentations. Like when we did when we had the whole thing with the agricultural backlash.
yeah.
And that, you know, I did some research and found out what we can and can't do, presented it to them, and they accepted that. So we're now partners with them, and they're doing work for us.
Exactly.
So I don't take it as being summoned. I take it as being, like, you know, trying to.
When I listen to the recordings, you know, and you go back, well, actually, from my recollection, it there's a tone here, okay? And I guess my point is this. I'm just trying to be honest here. I'm trying to help. All right, we have on the select board, we have an attitude that is really like, doesn't want to see, isn't really fond of planning, or wouldn't be, allocate any money in our budget and think planning's worth anything. So I guess when we look and people say, well, I always look and say, well, what's the intent? And we clearly have some members of the board who for better or for worse, would actually like to see absolutely nothing happen. So if those, I'm like, you know, you got to take the source. So if they want to help us, say, okay, gee, this is what we need and why, and let's work together, and maybe we could give them some feedback and say, gee, you know, we're, as a board, you know, like take, for instance, Class 6 roads, okay? In Candia, I think we're like, we're the only one in all of southern New Hampshire that we don't advocate, and we've, for building assessed value, because we're so fearful from the, like the 80s, from kids, and the school budget's gonna go crazy. I think every other community in southern New Hampshire says, no, come in, help us build assessed value, because you're gonna make improvements. So right now, our policy on the board is like, okay, well, there's fear. Because, oh my God, if we start developing these class six roads. So I'm just saying, right now, I think fundamentally, if you look at the planning board, we have sort of, we're looking at the master plan, and we're saying, all right, this is what we should be doing. And part of that is growing the assessed value as a planning board. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the select board right now, the composition of that board is basically saying, no, we're not, still not interested in that. So until such time that we can have an agreement between those two boards, you know, and that's what I would say. So I look forward, Rudy, if we have another meeting, I'd like to be present.
Sure.
I think the more, and say, hey, and because they have a view and we have a view. And quite honestly, I don't subscribe to that view that absolutely nothing is going to be the answer to revenue for this town in the long term. So
you know that we have the master plan that's our guiding document, and that's what we've been working on.
But there's people on the select board that said, well, you know what, that was generated by so few people that it's not valid and we don't have to follow it.
Right, and it, but it
does. But is that true? Is that true, Rudy?
No.
We do have to follow it, right?
To, yeah.
Okay, so it's the view of some people on the select board, a couple that I can think of, is that, no, we don't need to follow that document.
That's the guiding document that we have.
I think we need mutual. I think we need mutual respect. You know, and if we're going to be a well-governed, like when I look at the scenario and you look at what's going on in the way this is happening, I don't think of that as what you might call good governance or something we can proud of. This is how a community should function. This reminds me of something that is dysfunctional when people try to intimidate, or there's some tone in there, Rudy. There's some tone of incompetence in that word. You know, I'm like, so I think we should have a look. I welcome the further discussion between these boards, Rudy.
Yep.
And let's come to a meeting of the minds here. But right now, if they're fighting us, then it's like, oh, what the hell, you know.
I don't see it as a fight. Rob, go ahead.
Kind of a question for either you and or Brian, right? Because Brian, I guess, asked you to come in and do that. You know, understanding that we're under a certain level of scrutiny right now, should we be more proactive with that? Maybe, I don't know what the right time frame is right here. I'm volunteering you for some more time, right, to go to another meeting.
It doesn't matter to me. He calls me the day before. And
Should we do it maybe on a monthly basis? Should we do it on a quarterly basis?
Well,
now, for them.
The reason with Brian, every first month or first meeting of the month is reserved for department heads.
Okay.
I guess I should say not department heads, but liaison reports.
Well, departmental reports is what it is.
Right.
And sometimes
you get the recycling center, you get
the individual dentist,
Now
the chief, or the liaison to that department.
Okay.
Now, and the thing is that the planning board is not a department of the town. It's a board of the town, which is different. I don't mind going and promoting us for everything that we're doing. I think that the meeting went fairly well because I just stayed on track and said, this is what we're working on.
Right.
There was some concern it's been voiced before, like Scott had said about the fact the master plan. But we all know from talking to Stephen Buckley and reading all the material that we read that we can't have impact fees in this town until we have a fully robust capital improvement plan and we have a master plan that's related to the capital improvement plan, and then the impact fees have to relate it to be those two documents. So I did bring that up and say we are working on this the way that we should be working on it. And we are charged with looking at the master plan and say, okay, we've already spent $10,000 before we even got it here on this board, and then we're spending another $4,000 or $5,000 from our money into that.
I mean, and I ask because I've only been involved for a short period of time, right? But whenever I've been here and participated in these meetings, it seems to me like we're doing an awful lot, right?
We are.
And it's hard because I guess they don't see like something changing in that end product or end document, but it doesn't mean we're not on that path, right?
We're,
so maybe a quarterly update or something is something we should do. And that's only to the Board of Selectmen.
Right.
Well, this whole thing kind of came out of a couple selectmen meetings where I felt that the planning board was being under an attack.
It was
basically because certain individuals on the Board of Selectmen had a different agenda than the planning board. And for whatever reason, I couldn't communicate and get the point across that we were working on all those issues. But right now, we're on Gandia Four Corners.
Right.
And our movement was to get that put together as simple and defined as we could and get it to the public as soon as we could and work on the other areas too. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't communicate that we had an agenda and we're doing things because certain individuals had a different idea for our agenda,
right,
which was impact fees and master plan. I said, all that is on our plate, but this is what we're concentrating. We're not going to bounce around. We're staying on track.
Right.
We're going to get this thing packaged up, get it to the public, and then move on.
Yep.
And when I wasn't successful enough in that, that's when I asked Rudy. Rudy, could you come in and explain everything that we've been working on and what our agenda is and how we're moving forward? And he did an awesome job laying that out.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to be an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then it's going to be an ugly scene because I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right.
You know, I let two or three meetings go by where I felt like they were attacking the planning board.
Right.
But we did have support too that said, look, that's the planning board. Leave them alone, you know, they're doing their job.
Right.
And in my experience of years ago as a selectman, I never remember the Board of Selectmen attacking any other board for lack of agenda or their agenda.
Right.
Ever.
And I would say those officials that were attacking, I would question their motives. Mm-hmm. Because you can go back two or three meetings and go through the recordings.
Right.
And I mentioned my distaste and how I felt about what was being said and done
was
inappropriate, and those people should look at themselves in the mirror and ask if they're doing as good a job as this board is trying to do.
It just comes down to their personal feeling of what we should be doing as opposed to what we're doing, and it's personality.
But they didn't understand the rules or the laws or the RSAs, and we're following them, and they didn't. They just wanted to shut us down.
I do think it should be pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to kind of clear the air on that.
No, I'm glad you did because I did get your message today. I was unable to respond. But the other thing I just want you to know is that my feeling as chair is that I'm going to put my engineer stuff and hat on and stuff like that. Is that my feeling is just go straight down the road, not deviate off of this. What the board decides we're doing is what I report on, and what guidelines and our basic limitations that we have to do things is what I'll focus on and just keep going on that. I won't get into personality differences or anything like that. I'll just say this is what it is.
And was the question asked that I answered it at that meeting too was, you know, do you think that this is more important than working on this? I said, absolutely not. I said, I'll answer this. Absolutely not. Right now we're working on Gandia Four Corners, and that's what we're going to work on.
Right. And we're also working on the capital improvement plan.
Correct. I mean, it's all part of, but this is where we're going, right down that path.
Yeah. So that's
one other, Rudy.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I know we're talking about educating the Board of Selectmen on everything that we're doing, so, you know, hopefully we can demonstrate some progress.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about public hearings. What other ways can we communicate what we're doing as a planning board to the rest of the community other than a public hearing?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, I was going to ask in the next meeting because it pertains more. This question and all this should pertain more to the ZRC, meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's do that because I have a recommendation that I'd like to do.
Scott, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. I did want to kind of give a report on that with Brian.
I find that being in government, you know, mutual respect and civil discourse is something that we've all said is something that we should, you know. And civil discourse is
stay in your own lane.
So,
One of the other things I did want to mention is obviously when our warrant article was on the town warrant, it passed with a considerable positive impact. So the townsfolks are very interested in us doing planning. So but they showed by their vote to spend $10,000
It was disheartening to see that go before the budget committee and get voted down because of the voice of a couple people. Now, in years past, I'd been there, and Carlton been there, and Al Hall had been there, and we said, hey, no, we need money to do planning. And then this year, we just kind of said, let's just see what happens. And then we had a couple of voices, and when you have all those people, they're not, and if no one speaks in the audience, and they just say, yeah, you're right. So basically, we're going to approve everything else on the budget except the Smith Memorial Building and Planning Board. Do we feel a little that we were targeted to a certain extent by the budget committee? If you listen, so I'm just saying. So these are the types of things that we deal with that aren't, when I say mutual respect and civil discourse, those things don't qualify.
I will take a hit on that one, on the budget and stuff, because I should have gone to the meetings as the Planning Board chair to really push in here, but I was kind of led astray a little bit that I thought we had other people that were going to be speaking up for it. So my feeling is with Brian is that we're going to do our best to get that back into the regular budget, so it's not a warrant.
Why should we have to fight? Why should we have to fight for everybody? What the heck? The Planning Board's got to fight for their budget, and then the Budget Committee votes it down? Come on.
Well,
that's ludicrous. That shows you the value that those members place on planning. That's the very point, the essence of what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
So the committee is actually dictating the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that. I think one of the reasons that there was questions on it is that they didn't think they were getting anything for the money because we really hadn't been spending much money out of that line item. This year we did. Next year we plan on it. The year after that, and as Scott said, maybe, in 3, 4, 5 years we say, hey, look, this is starting to get to be a point where we need more help. I mean, right now we have some good help that we can rely on, but I don't think we're going to get as big as like Epping or Durham at this point in time.
No, but you got to have some forward-thinking people that see how trends are coming.
Right. So good. Any other comments on that? Thank you very much for those comments. All right. Any other business?
Yes. Unless someone else has it. Other business, unless a board member has it.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss the thing we already skipped.
No, it's signing this. Yeah, we can sign those at any time before we leave tonight. So, Lisa.
The subdivision on High Street, the 608 High Street. Mm-hmm. I had Rob Carrig come in today, and they had a question of naming the new road. They want to name it Maplewood Drive. They've done research. There's no other road of that name in Candia. They were sent to me from the BOS office.
I think the fire chief usually weighs in on that too, doesn't he? I had to check in with Dean Young.
With Dean,
For some, I'm not
sure. For the 911.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that he was okay. That.
With the name of the road?
Yeah, even the name. Yeah.
They probably don't want it too wordy or something for the name.
Well, and make sure that it's not duplicate or close to anything.
It's not
else.
A duplicate. They already checked that.
It sounds like something else.
Literally the same name as what it's Maplewood Condominiums and everything. Mm-hmm. So they just want to do Maplewood Drive as well. So is that something, Dennis, that you need to be a part of as well?
No, but
or they
it
need
should
to check
have been
with
a part
you?
Of the process before it was ever approved. The name, the road should be named before the board.
That's an interesting point, because I've seen over the past years where that should have been in the plans, but then they say, well, we don't know what we're going to name it yet, and things like that.
But I think we need to put the pressure on to make sure that way this is all resolved ahead of time.
I think you're absolutely correct.
And same way with the deeding of the road, we have very few, I think we only have one deed for a subdivision road in the entire town.
Yeah.
We should have a deed for every one of them.
Yeah.
That we can't accept the deed until we accept the road, but we need to have it written and I think reviewed by council and approved by the planning board during the process.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Those are two things that we miss.
So I think based on Dennis's comments.
I have no problem with that name, though.
I think based on Dennis's comments and concerns, a motion to accept the name of the road is Maplewood Road,
Maplewood Drive.
Maplewood Drive.
I'll make that motion.
A second. There's no more roads in town that will drive, or paths, or...
That should be Rudy Lane.
No, no. There's already a Cartier Street in Manchester, that's enough. So we have a motion and a second on the board, on the table. Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So you can let them know that
excited.
The board's approved that. Thanks for that input, Dennis. That's another one of those things that, the little things we need to keep putting in.
Put that on the checklist. Put it on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
I sent all of you the subdivision plan review that StanTech sent us back on hold. There was some items of concern for this, yes. Bruce Gilday did give me a call this afternoon on Holt as well. He did point out that he doesn't find that there's any problem with having the siltation notes on a recordable sheet, as you've already approved on a couple occasions. I'm still having issues with that, with Joe Wichert, so those plans are not complete. Okay. He wants a reconsideration of the board's determination. Seems to think he can get it from just you.
No.
That's what I have been telling him. So, again, those are not complete. I've had Richard Holt and May Irwin in my office on a couple of occasions. I finally got the site-specific soil testing that was done from Bruce Gilday. He did that this spring. Joe Wichert has been telling me that it has not been completed. He never did a report, wasn't in any type of reporting format at all. When I got the new plans, there was soil testing information on the left-hand side with Bruce Gilday's stamp and signature. So when I called him, he did make it aware that he did do that. He also has put in what the symbol would be for his test as well. So he was out there doing wetlands already, and he actually ended up doing both of those. So he's going to be sending me that so that I have that on record. You guys also got the site-specific soil testing letter today that I have here, but you got it already on the 16th.
Question, we did a notice of decision, correct?
Yes, we did.
And they signed it as accepting the notice of decision?
Yes, they did.
Okay. So my feeling is that I wouldn't want to change the notice of decision because we went through quite a good discussion on this and took Brian's recommendations and also Dennis's recommendation, because I noticed that some of the things that Brian Ruoff had in his letter had to do with those elevations and flooding that we talked about before. And my feeling is that I'm going to trust Brian and I'm going to trust Dennis.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm not going to go back on...
No, we need to hold to what we did.
They agreed to that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The issue is not coming from Richard Holt, I can tell you that. May's a little upset, but it's really coming from Joe Wichert.
Yeah.
His inability to be able to put the information that is on page 3, the topographic, that is not recorded, to put that information on page 1 or 2, which are going to be recorded.
Right.
There's
right.
room on there. The information for the elevation, he did everything that we needed on page 3 instead of putting it on page 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So he just needs to transfer that information.
Right.
And we'll be all set. Now we have the site-specific report coming. So that's all set. It really is just him transferring that information.
Okay. And also addressing the differences in the elevation.
It's there.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's going to be put on to the...
Right. It's just on the wrong sheet.
Okay. Okay.
So as soon as he does that, this should be all set. I'm just waiting for that.
Are you getting pushback for him to do it? Is that the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't feel it's necessary?
It just wouldn't be right to... It wouldn't... I have my 8 pages of emails back and forth from him.
So the thing is, they made an agreement with us. We're going to stick to that agreement.
Right.
Okay.
That's it.
And I have been telling Joe that every time I speak with him. I did have, I reiterated that in an email to you when he said, I said this. I had put him on speakerphone just so that Dave was there, so he knew what was being said, what the planning board had already approved. And confirmed on our last meeting here,
right.
I brought it to you guys again just to confirm. Here we are again, but I had updates this time, so that was good.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep at him, letting him know and just reiterating that this is what you guys approved. This is what that needs to be done, and nothing's going to be recorded until that time.
Right.
Or signed off.
Tell him, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just doing my job.
I say I just work here.
Yeah.
I just work here. I'm just enforcing what was already done.
Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just tell him to refer to his notice of decision. And if you comply with that, then we'll move forward. That's
simple to me.
And the applicants do not seem to have an issue. They are not sure why they're having an issue with Joe. I mean,
yeah.
Right. So, and that's why that's where their frustration comes in.
Exactly.
Because they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. They should be showing that frustration to him.
Right.
He
right.
is. Yeah. They are, but they are.
We've got the agreement, and we'll...
But they're not getting any further than you are.
I got a little further. He doesn't hang up on me.
He's been very stubborn on this.
Really?
I mean, remember the elevator? Remember I wanted a base elevator on those lots? And so the drainage would work, and they wouldn't be in the flood.
Yeah.
He did not want to do that either.
I
don't understand it because I've talked to the applicants and they're in agreement with everything here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you're working for me. Do the job.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. I've been over the plans with them when they brought everything in.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Joe will be before this board again, so he should.
How that's gonna go.
All right. Lisa, anything else?
No.
Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right. Motion to adjourn has been on the table. Seconded. Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all for all that input. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no worries.
Thank you, Dennis.
See you, Dennis.